Here, fish. Here, silverfish.
Serafina, breathless and trembling, called out as loudly as she dared. Liquid silver rippled around her as she moved through the Hall of Sighs in Vedus, the mirror realm. Its walls were hung with thousands of looking glasses. Light from flickering chandeliers danced inside them. Except for a few vitrina, who were gazing vacantly at their reflections, the hall was empty. Sarah had hoped her friends would be nearby, but they weren't. They must have come out in other parts of Vedus, she reasoned. At least no Death Riders had followed her. Baba Vraja had seen to that by smashing the mirror Sarah had swum through, allowing her to escape the soldiers and their captain, Marcus Trejo.
Come, Silverfish,
she called again, her voice barely a whisper. She had to be quiet, to make as few ripples as possible. She didn't want the Mirror Lord to know she was here. He was every bit as dangerous as Trejo. She remembered the beetles. Vraja had given her a handful of them to lure a silverfish. She pulled them out of her pocket and rattled them in her fist.
Here, fish, fish, fish,
she called. The quicker she found one, the quicker she'd get home.
Home.
Serafina had fled Miromara 2 weeks ago, after Cerulea, its capital city, had been invaded. The attackers had tried to assassinate her mother. They'd murdered her father. They'd been sent by Admiral Colfin of Andalina, an Arctic Mer realm, under the leadership of the brutal Captain Trejo. Sarah had met Astrid, Colfin's daughter, in the Iele's caves, and Astrid had sworn that her father had not ordered an attack on Miromara. But Sarah didn't trust her. Like Serafina herself and four other mermaids, Nila, Becca, Ling, and Ava, Astrid had been summoned by the Iele, a clan of powerful river witches. From Vraja, the Iele's leader, the mermaids had learned that they were direct descendants of the six who ruled, powerful mages who had once governed the lost island empire of Atlantis. They'd also learned that Orfeo, the most powerful of the six, had unleashed a great evil upon the island, the monster Abaddon. The creature had destroyed Atlantis before it was finally defeated by Orfeo's five fellow mages. They had imprisoned it in the Carceron. Then one of them, Sycorax, had dragged the prison to the Southern Sea, where she'd sunk it beneath the ice. But now, the monster was stirring again. Someone had woken it. Serafina was convinced it was Colfin. She believed he wished to use its power to take over all the Mer realms. Vraja had told the mermaids that they needed to destroy Abaddon before whoever had woken it could free it. To do this, they would need to find ancient talismans that had belonged to the six who ruled. With these objects, the mermaids could open the lock to the Carceron and go after the monster. Sarah knew her best hope of finding out where the talismans were was in Cerulea's Ostracon, among the ancient conch recordings about Mero's progress. She believed that Mero, the merfolk's first leader, had hidden the talismans during a journey she'd taken through the world's waters, and that the conches might reveal their locations. Though she knew it was extremely dangerous, and she was scared of seeing Cerulea in ruins, she had to go back home. But not yet. There was someplace else she had to go first.